Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Dini. The government has decided to conduct a population census 2027 in two phases along with the enumeration of castes. The first phase will be conducted in hilly and snow-hit areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Ladakh beginning 1st of October 2026. The second phase covering other parts of the country will be held from 1st of March 2027. The last census was conducted in 2011 in two phases. The notification for the intent of conducting population census is likely to be published in the Official Gazette on 16th of this month. The process of census begins with the issuance of the notification. The government is working on building a consensus among all political parties to initiate the process to bring an impeachment motion against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A large stash of cash was recovered from the official residence of Justice Yashwant Verma in New Delhi a few months back. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said any discussion on corruption in the judiciary or anywhere has to be taken in the best interest of the nation.
जो जुडिशरी में करप्शन का मामला है ये देश के लिए बहुत गंभीर मामला है इसमें कोई पॉलिटिकल पार्टी जो अपना अपना एक व्यू लेने का आवश्यकता नहीं है हम सब मिलकर के एक कलेक्टिव व्यू लेकर के चर्चा करके फिर जो इम्पीचमेंट होना है पार्लियामेंट ही कर सकता है तो इसमें एकजुट एक आवाज में हम करें इसका प्रक्रिया हमने शुरू कर दिया है
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of seva, sushasan and garib kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on education and sports, the key to empowering India's Amrit Piri, the young generation.
In a country where almost two-thirds of its population is under the age of 35, it is the youth that will shape India's destiny. And today, the government is laying the foundation for the future dreams through education and sports. In the field of education, the government has laid out an ambitious roadmap to ensure holistic and inclusive learning from the foundational level to higher education. Under the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, the government aims to achieve 100% enrollment from preschool to secondary level by 2030 and 50% in higher education by 2035. Since 2014, the number of higher education institution has jumped from 51,000 to over 70,000, with major expansion in IITs, IIMs and AIIMS. The PM Sri Yojana is upgrading 14,500 schools, focusing quality education, holistic development and 21st century skills, while also serving as mentor institutions for. Alongside education, sports have emerged as a national priority. Under the Khelo India movement, over 1,000 training centers have been opened and 3,000 young athletes receive annual support of 6.28 lakh rupees. The Target Olympic Podium scheme supports India's top athletes with training, equipment and international exposure. These efforts are paying off. India won 13 medals in the last two Olympics and a record-breaking 29 medals at the Paris Paralympics. India isn't just teaching its youth to read and write, it is teaching them to dream big, run fast and never stop. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
World Environment Day 2025 is being observed today with the Republic of Korea as the global host. Led by UNEP, the event encourages global action on environmental issues with this year's theme focused on beating plastic pollution. The 2025 theme, Beat Plastic Pollution, urges governments, businesses and individuals to reduce plastic waste and shift to sustainable alternatives. In Nagaland, people from all walks of life are actively engaging in activities such as cleanliness drives, rallies and tree plantations this morning. Meanwhile, to commemorate the day, an open slogan competition was also conducted by the Kohima Forest Division, Department of Environment, Forest and Climate Change. On World Environment Day, Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio said that Nagaland joins the global movement to beat plastic pollution. In a social media post on X, he stated that plastic waste is found in the land, water bodies and even inside homes, causing harm to soil and public health. Dr. Rio emphasized that Nagaland must lead by example and adopt sustainable solutions for a cleaner and healthier tomorrow. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This morning we explore on Vriksasana or the tree posture. Vriksa means tree. The final position of this asana resembles the shape of a tree, hence the name. This asana improves neuromuscular coordination, balance, endurance and alertness. It tones up the leg muscles and rejuvenates the ligaments also. In the next series, we will learn about Padahastasana or the hands to feet posture. Following a major burglary at the Kohima Municipal Council KMC office on the night of June 2nd, the KMC has formed an internal assessment committee to review internal procedures, identify potential security lapses and enhance security protocols. In a statement, the council expressed deep anguish, strongly condemned the act and pledged full cooperation with the ongoing police investigation. An FIR has been filed and the KMC reaffirmed its commitment to transparency and public service, assuring that its operations will continue undisrupted. It also urged the public to share any relevant information to aid the investigation. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.